typical question that we ask during hard times, trials, testings is, why is this happening to me? And I want you to be able to ask, to change that question to something different. And that is, what is happening in me? Not to me, but in me. And so James chapter 1 is where we can help, find help in that time of exam. According to James chapter 1, when we would ask, why is this happening to me? Here's what you need to know. Two things. First of all, every trial is an examination of your faith. Amen. Look at this in verse 3. Let's just go with verse 1 through 3. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, that is, various trials, various testings, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, the word trying there is the trying of your faith. Trying is an examination. Think back to your time in school, if you went to school. What was your favorite time of the year? Wasn't it exam time? Wasn't it tests? I can honestly say that was my favorite time. And my friends thought I was crazy. And here they are studying and, you know, just, you know, well, that's because during the year they're going to all the soccer games and all the basketball games and I'm in my room studying. And so I'm in my room studying, and by the time I get there, it says, I've already studied this. Why do I need to go over it? And I was perfectly relaxed. And when I was perfectly relaxed, I was able to remember things. And I wouldn't say that I excelled, but I did fine. When you take exams in school, it's an opportunity for you to demonstrate that you know what you said you knew. Life's tests are opportunities to demonstrate the faith that you claim you have. It's your opportunity to live your faith. That's why, verse 2, you are to count it all joy. So there's the first thing you need to know. Here's the second thing you need to know. First of all, every exam, every trial is an examination of your faith. Secondly, the examination of your faith produces something. Knowing this, it says in verse 3, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. The word patience is what we're going to look at here in just a minute. But before that, look at the word worketh. The trying or the examination of your faith worketh. That is, it achieves, it brings about, it produces. So the exam you're taking has something that is being produced. Patience is produced. Anybody here need more patience? You say, Lord, please help me to be patient, then be ready for some trials. Patience is, maybe your Bible has a little footnote or a little note there, what that word patience means. Does anybody's Bible have a word there? Anybody? Endurance, there you go. It's endurance. And the word endurance there literally means to remain under, to remain beneath. It's like I've got this pack on me. I think of Benjamin, you know, doing the rucksack marches, and the easiest thing for him to do would have been to take that 140-pound rucksack and throw it off. And you say, now he's got freedom. Yeah, but he's not going to learn anything. But as long as he remains under that pack, what's he building up? Endurance. patience, the ability to remain under. I am finding out more and more that when people take it easy due to their sickness, due to whatever, it's harder to handle the tasks that used to be easy because you begin to become inactive. And when you become inactive, that is not bearing the weight of your body, perhaps. You become inactive and then other things quit working. You're not able to endure like you used to. The examination of your faith is bringing out the ability to remain under. You send any man into battle and most will turn and run. But you put a man through difficult training, constant examination, and he's more likely to endure it. Lack of endurance comes from flunking an examination and quitting. As registrar at one time at Bob Jones, I found out that it was after exams that kids said, you know, this is time for me to drop out. Because all of a sudden, the exams showed them what they really were doing. They've been playing around all semester. It was actually after midterms. Final exams is kind of late, but midterms, oh man, college isn't for me. The end result, when you flunk an examination and you quit, you never learn. You remain a fool. Instead, you must choose to remain under the examination until you can succeed so that you can proceed to graduation. That's what you have in verse 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be entire, perfect and entire, wanting, or that is lacking nothing. Lacking nothing. Lacking nothing. Have you ever met somebody who was lacking? You know, they used to have those little sayings, he's a few bricks shy of a full load. There's a guy whose elevator didn't go all the way to the top. There's a guy who's a few French fries short of a Happy Meal. Let me use that one right there. Let me use that one right there. You're short of happiness when you quit. And there are some Christians like that, a few French fries short of a happy meal. Why do some people experience the same trial over and over again? Probably because they didn't pass the first exam and they're being held back to the same grade. I mean, think about it. My brothers and I were in Nebraska this week, and we were going and visiting old places where we grew up. And I remember going to the school that we used to walk to, Western Hills Elementary School. And we were talking about my brother Terry, who's a missionary right now, being held back a grade. And I hadn't thought of this before, but my older brother Delmer, his birthday is August 5th, and he went to school as a five-year-old. He said, I wish they would have held me back. It was too soon for me to go. Terry was held back. Or he wasn't held back. He went to school too. But then later on they said, he's not learning fast enough. We have to hold him back. Because he was held back, he was then able to proceed at the rate that a child should have proceeded. But if you have somebody who's held back constantly, they never mature. They never come to verse 4, where patience, that endurance, has its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. On the other hand, if you remain under your trials, you also learn to seek wisdom while doing so. Because that wisdom does not come naturally. You've got to ask for it. Verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You've got to ask for it. Verse 5 instructs who you are to ask. Verse 6 instructs how you are to ask. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. In faith. But wait a second, you say, isn't faith what is being tested in verse 3? Yes. And you will find that the most tried saint who passes his examinations is the saint who is strongest in his faith. He is one who is not wavering. He is not up one day and down the next. He doesn't praise God one day and doubt him on the next day. He remains under. I think all of you know who Shelley Hamilton is by now, the wife of Ron Hamilton, who lost his one eye to cancer as a young man. Years later, he and Shelley lost one of their adult sons to suicide. And Ron recently passed away after dementia. Shelley had said in an interview, quote, God is glorified when we praise him through trials. It's easy to praise him when things are going well, but when the trials come and we still praise him, it's a form of worship. I think that some of the songs that were most beloved of Ron were ones which are written out of trial. I was talking to Benjamin it's been over a week ago. He was going through some severe testing. And he ended the conversation this way. He says, you know, I'm actually kind of excited to see what God's going to do. And folks, I think that's a good way to look at your testings and your exams. I'm going through this for a reason. I'm excited to see what God's going to do. So in trials and hard times, when we tend to ask, why is this happening to me? Or what is happening to me? The wise man will ask, what is happening in me? And I go back to that quote that I had mentioned this morning that Brother Terry had given us. We shouldn't be looking for those who are desiring to do something for God, but for God to do something through me, in me. And so all of us face trials of one sort or another, some severity or another. My brethren, count it all joy. And the only way to do that is when we realize, you know what? Let me ask God, what is happening in me? Not to me or why, but what is happening